Blog Talk Radio.
WATB Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits.
This is a WATB disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you.
Good evening, Bride. Good evening. This is your host tonight, Dr. June Knight, coming to you just right outside of Nashville, Tennessee. We are so honored to be in January 1st of 2018. Yay! Yes. We are so excited.
Hallelujah.
We have such high expectations of what God is going to do this year. And listen, today is the first day of our 40 days prayer initiative where we are repenting to the Lord one idol a day. We are bringing it before the throne. We are going up in the mountain. We are talking to the Lord. We are getting real with the Lord. And tonight's idol is called whoredom, and it's where we have other lovers before the Lord. And let me tell you, Bride, I have a special for you tonight. After we finish our broadcast with the team, I have a sermon I'm going to play tonight, a very epic sermon from a mighty woman of God from Nashville, Tennessee, who was on my broadcast 3 years ago and preached a sermon that is so epic of the times called Going After Other Lovers. This woman's name is Prophetess Toni Nichols in Nashville, Tennessee, and she passed away a few months after she preached that. And I was thinking about that today, about our subject today, and what she had to say to the country 3 years ago. So after we finish tonight with the team and you get to meet the team and we do our prayer, I am playing that sermon. It is so epic. It's a right now, right on time word. Okay, tonight I'm going to introduce you to the team. First of all, I just want to say thank you so much to these people who are laying their life down for their country to pray and intercede for our country, taking their time out every day to plow the heavens and get real with God. First, let's start it out with Bobby Hayden. How you doing, Bobby?
Doing great, doing great. Walking in God's blessings. How are you doing?
Doing good, Bobby. Please tell everybody where you're from and what do you do there?
I'm from Picayune, Mississippi. I'm a pastor by trade and a minister. I serve as a lay minister in a local church here and just try to serve the Lord any way possible.
Oh, well, Bobby, thank you so much for being on with us tonight. I love Picayune. Hello to all my Picayune friends out there. Okay, the next one we have is Deborah Ferris. How you doing tonight, Miss Deborah? Miss Deborah Ferris, how you doing tonight, Miss Deborah?
You mean Deborah Mitchell?
Well, I guess she must be having some phone problems, so we'll go ahead and go with you, Miss Deborah Mitchell. How you doing?
I didn't know what was going on. Doing good. How are you tonight?
Doing good. Deborah, tell us a little bit about you. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Pensacola, Mississippi, but I'm living in Wilsonville, Alabama for the last few years with my husband's working up here.
Yeah, now your husband is the famous Stacy Mitchell, right?
Well, Stacy Mitchell.
We all love Stacy. Okay, all right, let's give it up for Miss Belinda Jewell. Belinda, tell everybody where you're from.
Hey, Sister June, how are you tonight? I'm actually from Polk County, Florida, and in 2007, the Lord led me here to Newport, Tennessee to do a prison ministry, jail ministry, and I have a ministry called Soul Chaser Ministries, and we deal with offenders, addicts, and their families. So honored to be plowing the ground for the Lord.
Yes, amen. I honor what you do in the prison ministry. I love doing prison ministry. I encourage you, Bride, if you have not done prison ministry before, that is something to look into. It's really very rewarding. Okay, the next one we have Jean and Mark Savoy. How are y'all doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Miss Jean.
We live in Slidell, Louisiana, Mark and I.
Yeah.
And I am a teacher of God's Word, and we're servants of the Lord. And we have a mission to pray and go right along with y'all to pray for our nation and see results. You know, we're going to see results. We got to bind together. Excuse
right.
me. I'm still
Amen. Sure.
Well, that's okay. Okay, let's give it up for Jake and Carla Kennard and their daughters. How are y'all doing tonight? Are the Kennards on the line with us tonight? I know some of them must be having technical difficulties. Okay, we'll move on to Katrina Gibson. How you doing, Miss Katrina?
I'm good. How about you, June? I'm from...
Doing good. If everyone else could please mute your phones, we can hear the background noise. Katrina, tell us a little bit about you. Where are you from?
I'm from Winter Haven, Florida, which is Polk County as well. I do jail ministry, have for the last few years. I teach at this moment a 12-step recovery and deliverance ministry there, and, you know, seeing souls saved and changed for Christ. You know, I deal with addicts and their families as well.
Right.
Looking forward to going to the prisons.
Yes, I love prison ministry. Yes.
I do too. I can't wait.
Yes. Okay, well, what about, do we have Mike on here, Mike Morales? He's not on here. Okay. Miss Muriel, are you on here? I think you said you couldn't be on here tonight. She's not on here. What about you, Deborah Farrell? Are you able to be on here yet? Miss Deborah. Okay, we got Elizabeth Garcia.
Hi.
Hello, Miss Elizabeth. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm from Woodstock, Virginia, and my husband and I just stepped out and started doing a Bible study in ministry. It's a bilingual Bible study about 5 months ago, and it's called Para Su Gloria, and in English, it's For His Glory.
Oh.
Amen.
That is awesome. Okay, what about you, Carrie? Pastor Carrie McMahon, how you doing, sir?
Doing good, Dr. June. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good, sir. Tell us a little bit about you and what do you do?
Well, my name is Carrie McMahon, and I pastor a church in Central Texas, a little town called Mahia, Texas. And I'm a prophet, and have sat in the office of a prophet for the last, oh, I don't know, many years. And just doing what God has called us to do, and touching people's life for the Lord, and anything that He opens the door, we try to walk through and do.
Yes, amen. Okay, now is there anybody that I have missed on here? Are the Canards on here? Okay, they're not. Okay, now listen, Brad, I'm going to talk to you a minute about why we're doing this 40 days of praying, and we're praying idols down in our country. Okay, as you know, this year, well, last year, because now we're in 2018, last year we did a 40 days fasting and praying at the beginning of the year, and we prayed for President Trump as he was being put into office with all of his cabinet. We prayed for the transition. We prayed for all of the appointments being made. We prayed for the country, family, state. We plowed the heavens. And then after that, God sent me across the nation. When I went to New York City, I was standing before the Statue of Liberty. And when I did, I noticed that she had tablets in one hand and holding fire in the other. And I had like a vision before me of us, the church, the bride, being up on the mountain over the past few years. A lot of ministers that I've interviewed been up on the mountain, been in the presence of the Lord, been through the purging, been through the sifting, the trying and testing of the Lord. I realized it is for such a time as this. Come on now. Now, we are coming off the mountain and seeing that our country has built up this golden calf right before God's eyes with all these idols that are ungodly and they're a stench to his nostrils. So I was live on air and I told him, I said, look, Brad, this is us. We are coming off the mountain. We're going to break these tablets. We are going to demand that they come down in our country, these idols come down, and that God's will be done in our country. And then the fire that was in her other hand represents the fire of the Holy Ghost, which is what is going to take these idols down. So after I finished the trip, after I finished the march in Washington, D.C., I started doing the clarion call. Then I started planning on this year's 40 days initiative. The Lord gave me a dream and said, I want you to concentrate on one idol a day, and I want you to tear it down and repent. So that's why we have this team. We are coming together in unity, and we are repenting to the Lord on behalf of each of these idols. So each day we will tackle an idol. Tonight is the only night that we will be live during this 40 days because the Lord instructed that we do this strategically and do it off of being live so that we can do it without hindrance and be kind of in the mountain together as a team. Now, at the end of the 40 days, we are coming back live, and we will give a report of what happened over the 40 days. So all of you bride out there, we encourage you, pray for us daily as we are in this warfare, addressing these issues before the throne and confessing to God what we did. We need your prayers. Okay, we need your support. Pray for the team members. We posted the picture, the flyer, up on the WATB Radio Facebook page that has all of the team members on there. If you would please pray for those team members so that they will be protected during this hour, we would appreciate it. Now, I want to read you a little story, Bride, if we can all go over to the book of Exodus, because I'm going to give you a visual of what we're doing based upon the scripture. And I believe it, where was we at yesterday, y'all, when we was on that call? Exodus what? I want to say 20. Let me get my glasses on here. Let's all turn
it's
in the word.
32.
32?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Hey, wait a minute. Do we have Kathy Bidwell on the line?
Yes.
Hey, Miss Kathy. I knew that. Why didn't you say something? Say hi to everybody, Kathy.
Hello, everybody.
Hey,
I'm
Kathy.
From Clarksville,
tell us
Tennessee.
Oh, you're in Clarksville, Tennessee. All right, Kathy, if let's do Exodus chapter 32. Well, I'll go ahead and read it to you, Brian. Here we go. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down off the mountain, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what has become of him. Like, we don't know where he's at. And Aaron said unto them, Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. I want you to notice, Bride, that Aaron bowed to the pressure of the people, which is what a lot of the ministers are doing today in our country.
Yeah.
They are bowing
yeah.
to the bell. And all of the people break off the golden earrings which are in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. I want to say, Bride, don't you think Aaron knew what he was doing? That's the same with a lot of preachers that are preaching false gospel today. They know what they are doing because they are bowing down. We cannot do that, Bride. And the Lord, we're in verse 7 now. And the Lord said to Moses, Go! Get thee down, for thy people which thou brought out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. This is God talking to Moses, telling him that they have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it and sacrificed thereunto and said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. So what is God saying? He's telling Moses exactly what the people did. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. In other words, the people are stubborn. Now, therefore, let me alone, that I may wrath, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them and make of thee a great nation. In other words, I will honor you, Moses, because you are pure. They have corrupted themselves, and I'm about to destroy them. God, just like he did with Abraham, he did not have to tell Moses what his plan was, but he did. And Moses besought the Lord, his God, and said, Lord, why does your wrath wax hot against your people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? What is Moses doing? He is interceding on behalf of his people. Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, For mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Wow, how bold was Moses to tell God, please repent from doing this. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom thou swearest by your own self, and said unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven. And all this land will I have spoken of, will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. He's reminding God of his own word. He's reminding God of his promises. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. And Moses turned and went down from the mountain. Now picture the Statue of Liberty coming down the mountain. And the two tables of the testimony were in his hand, which God wrote by himself, by the way. And the tables were written on both their sides. On the one side and on the other were they written. And the tables were the work of God. And the writing was the writing of God graven on the tablet. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, There is a war in the camp. And he said, It is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And it came to pass as soon as he came nigh unto the camp that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot. Cast the tablets out of his hands and broke them beneath the mount. And he took the calf which they had made and burned it in the fire and ground it to powder and strawed it on the water and made the children of Israel drink it. He made them drink their own stench. And Moses said unto Aaron, what did you let these people unto thee, that thou hast brought such a great sin upon them? And Aaron said, let not your anger, my Lord, wax hot. Thou knowest thy people, that they are set on mischief. So he was telling him, you know how these people are. They pressured me. For they said unto me, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what's become of him. And I said unto him, whosoever has any gold, let him break it off, so give it to me. And so I cast it in the fire. In other words, he was being real with Moses, and he told Moses exactly what he did. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame amongst their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him, and he said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, put every man's sword by his side, and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. Now picture this, bride. This is Moses, the one that's up there interceding to God on behalf of his people. He is the one that turns around and brings the judgment to his people. He's the one that saw what they did to God. And the children of Levi to the word of Moses, and there fell off the people that day about 3,000 men. For Moses had said, consecrate yourselves today to the Lord. This is us today, January 1st of 2018. Let the bride, let it be known today in history, we are consecrating ourselves as of this day in our country. Come on now. Consecrate yourselves today to the Lord, even every man upon his son and every brother, that he may bestow a blessing upon you this day. That is exactly what we're saying. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said to the people, you have sinned a great sin, and now I will go back to the Lord. Peradventure I shall make an atonement for your sin. In other words, I'm going to go back to God, and I'm going to repent for what you just did. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, now this is the point, bride, right here. This is us today in our country. Oh, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. This is Moses talking to God. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sins, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of the book which thou hast written. Moses is laying down his life for the children of Israel because he wants them to be free. And what does God say, bride? And the Lord said to Moses, whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of the book. In other words, I'm holding them accountable for their own sin. So that's what we want to say to you today, bride, as well. You are accountable for your own sin, not your pastor, not your neighbor, not your mother, not your brother, not your husband, not your wife, yourself. This is the year of the bride to be accountable to her own self, being real with God before the throne. Amen. And then it says, therefore now go, lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, my angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. And the Lord plagued the people because they made the calf which Aaron made. Now listen, the Lord still brought judgment. Okay, that's the point of that story. He got real with God. but the wrath was not there, and the full, all-out, blown-out anger where God just wanted to destroy everybody, he repented of that part. That's what this team is doing. We are repenting tonight that we have put other gods before him. We have put other lovers before him. And we are being real and honest with him tonight. So listen, team, I'm going to start us off in prayer, and then we're going to go to each one of you, and you will have about, you know, 5 or 6 minutes for you to pray and give whatever word that you want to give, okay? Lord, we begin tonight. We are going up in the mountain, Lord. We are going up in the fire, Lord, in the presence. And we are asking you, God, to forgive our nation. We are laying the United States of America down before you, Lord. And, yes, we're not some big-name ministry or the president of the United States, but we are America. We are the citizens. This is our country, and we are holding ourselves accountable to you tonight, Lord. And we ask you, God, to forgive us for putting these other gods before you, Lord, and for bringing this stench and these before your nostrils, Lord, with all of these crazy things that we have done, Lord, that we knew was wrong, and we've done them anyway. And, Lord, we take it upon ourselves because this is our nation, Lord, and we're being real with you tonight, and we're admitting it, Lord, that we have went out and sought out after other lovers, Lord, instead of turning to you, instead of the church turning to you the way that we know that we should turn to you, Lord, not walking in holiness anymore, purity and consecration, Lord. And we repent to you tonight, Lord. We lay it before you, and we're honest with you, Lord, asking you, Lord, to please forgive us. And we confess it before you, Lord, tonight, because we know, God, that you are jealous for us, that we are the bride, Lord. We are the bride. You see us as beautiful, and you see us as pure, and you see us, and you want us to be without spot and wrinkle. And, Lord, we have transgressed you, our country. We know, Lord, that you have a destiny and purpose for the United States of America. You designed her for a reason, sending out missionaries, raising up godly people to take over the world, to evangelize the world. So we repent tonight, Lord, and we confess that in Jesus' name. Okay, let's start with Bobby. Go ahead, Bobby.
Father, Lord, we just come before you tonight and give you thanks and praise, God, for all that you're doing in this nation, Lord. God, we know that you are all powerful. You are almighty. Only you, God, according to the book of Job, has the ability to put a hook in the jaw of Leviathan and turn its head, Lord. You flung the stars, God, and I believe that you began to turn this nation back to yourself, God, to draw it unto yourself, God. Lord, you gave us the evil leader, Lord, that tormented the church, Lord, and sent this nation down the wrong path, God. You provoked us to prayer and turned back to you, Lord. We come to realize, God, that our future is in your hands. God, you are almighty. You are worthy. You alone are worthy to be praised, God. There is none before you, God. Our nation has sought at times to even become as God itself, Lord. We repent over that, God. We are not God. We are not holy, God. You are holy. You are holy.
Yes.
We are hidden in Christ, Lord. We seek your power, God, to change this nation, Lord, to draw your church back solely to you, God.
Yes.
That you be, that Christ be lifted up, that he be the head of the church, that the Spirit, Lord, leads the body, God, once again, to righteousness and purity. God, that we turn away, God, from the things that we have all been drawn to, Lord. God, we do not go after the gold. Lord. We want you. As Moses said, when God said, you go on into the land, I will send an angel before you. Moses said, I won't go in, God. I want you, God. I want you more than the stuff, God. A church has to be God, not the things of the world, God. And we thank you, God, for all that you're doing. God, we thank you for drawing your body. Pray. God has given us the power and the boldness to stand in the authority that you've given us. And we believe that this nation can turn, that revival can come, that an awakening can shake the church in this land, Lord. That people can be delivered, God. That be paramount, Lord. Not our pocketbooks, God. Not the big houses, God. Not the things and distractions of this world. God, free us from the temptations, Lord. God, let us stand in this day, God, and be the church that you have called us to be. For you,
yes, Lord.
God, let us stand and plead the blood of Jesus, Lord, over this nation tonight, God. We cast down principalities and powers and every high thing that comes against the knowledge of Jesus Christ, Lord. And we bring into captivity. Free the mind of the leadership of this nation from the adversary, Lord, to think clearly, God. God, we pray that our nation will be drawn to you, Lord, that the very highest office, God, might be drawn closer to you, through Jesus Christ, Lord, that his thoughts and his will might be moved by you, Lord, for the very heart of the king is in your hands, God. You raised them up, Lord. You put them in position, God. And you will take those out of position that's a hindrance, God, because you are all-powerful, God. And we trust you in all things, Lord. And we ask that you do it now in the name of Jesus, Father. And Lord, we ask you to guide and direct your church. Lord, be the head of your church, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let your spirit in your house and guide the ministers and guide the people in the name of Jesus Christ. For you are holy, God. You are still holy, God.
Yes, Lord.
Hello. We thank you and give you praise. And God, we speak. Hallelujah, that 2018 will be a year of transition in America. That she will continue
yes,
to
Lord.
Turn. As your hand has moved upon this nation already, God, and we begin to see the quickening of your people, Lord. We begin to see the call of prayer, God. That it gets thicker and richer as this year goes along,
yes,
Lord. Move toward the glory of the returning of your Son, and everything, God, that you have declared, that you have spoken, will come to pass in the name of Jesus.
Yes, amen. Amen. Now, Bride, you team members that are on the line, I encourage you mute your phones. I can still hear some of you in the background. Okay, Deborah Farrell. Go ahead, Miss Deborah, if you don't mind praying. Is she not on the line? Okay, let's move down to Belinda. Go ahead, Miss Belinda.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, God, for this time, Lord. We come to you with a humble heart tonight, Lord God. Lord, a burdened heart, Father God, for our country, Lord God. God, we lift you up and we praise you tonight, God. God, I thank you, Lord, that you give us a clean slate each and every day, Father God. I thank you that we're starting out a new year with you, Father God. And God, we've come together in unity and one mind and one accord, Father God, to come in and take back what the enemy has taken of yours, Father. God, we're warriors for you tonight, Father God. And God, we stand in the gap, Father God, for the things that our nation has come, Father God, and pushed you out of everything, God. They pushed you out of the White House, Lord. They pushed you out of our schools, God. They pushed you out everywhere, Father God. And God, we repent of that tonight, Father God. But God, we say tonight, no longer will we stand by, Father. No longer will we accept this kind of behavior, Father. And God, we ask you, Lord, just to be with us, Father God. Give us strength as we do this fast, Father God, as we humbly come before you, Father God. God, repenting, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to heal our land, Father God, heal our nation, Father God. Lord, we just thank you tonight, Lord God, that we can be our brother's keeper, Father God, and Lord, that we are accountable for that, Father God, and we're just the messengers, Lord God, but if we come together, Father God, and we show you, Father God, and lift you up, God, your word says that if we be lifted up, God, you would draw all men. Father, I pray for truth, Father God, like never before, Father God. I'm believing in 2018, Father God, for the mighty spirit of God, Father God, to pour out like it's never poured out before, God. Let your power, Father God, flow through this nation, Lord God. Let a deliverance blow through, Father God, every stench, Lord God, that is unpleasing unto you, Father. I pray, Father God, that it would be gone, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that we would arise, Lord God, into the kingdom, Father God, and Lord God, that we just take back, Lord God, everything that the enemy has taken
speaking from us, Father God. Lord, we just give you praise and we give you honor tonight, God. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and accomplishing for your glory, Father, and for your kingdom, God. I thank you, Lord God, that we have all power, Lord God, to come over, to tread over all serpents and all powers of the enemy, and by nothing shall anything hurt us, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that we can come together, Lord God, and that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, Father God, dwells within us, Father. He said, greater things shall we do, Father. God, I pray, Lord, that we would tap in, Father God, to our God-given authority, Father God, that we would walk in our God-given calling, Lord God. God, I just thank you tonight, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, and I am honored, Father. I'm honored, Lord, to be a part of your kingdom tonight, Father. God, I thank you, Lord God, and I praise you, Father, for what you're doing, God, and I look forward to 2018, God. Have your way with your people, Father God, with your creation, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much there from the great Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. All right, Miss Katrina Gibson, please go ahead and pray. Miss Katrina, are you still with us on the line? Okay, she must have had to get off. What about Miss Elizabeth?
I'm here. Thank you, Father God.
All right, Elizabeth, go ahead.
Thank you, Father God, because we're going to hold you to your word that you said in your word that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that you made us for such a time as this right now, Father God. You ordained us. You knew us. Before you formed us in the womb, before we were born, you sanctified us and you called us to this time, Father. But I want to remind you of the scripture that led me to true repentance, Father, which is 2 Chronicles 7:14, which says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin and heal their land. So, Father, we come before you boldly and we say, accept our repentance, Lord. Thank you, Father, because you're just God, and you're the Alpha and the Omega, and you hold us in your hands, and we're engraved in the palms of your hands, Father, and we know that you're not a man that you should lie. So we thank you, Father, for using us to come before you, Father, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.
Yes, amen. Thank you so much. Okay, what about Jean and Mark?
Can you move to the next person and then come back to me?
Yes, okay. What about Deborah Mitchell? Miss Deborah? Okay, what about you, Pastor Carrie?
Yes, ma'am. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we ask you, O God, to hear our prayer. We ask you, O Lord, to hear our heart's cry. We come and we bow down before you and humble ourselves before you and repent for this nation, this godly nation that you have raised up over the last many, many years. Lord, we have done wrong, and we have left you. We have left our first love, and you have addressed that in your word. And Lord, this group of people that we have formed here, this group of prayer partners, we are just coming together and we're just repenting for that evil, and we're asking you, O Lord, to have mercy upon us and keep us from falling completely away from you. Lord God, we just ask you to keep your hand of safety and mercy upon the United States of America. We pray for our president tonight, O God, that your hand would be upon him and give him wisdom and discernment and many, many blessings in his life. But Lord, most of all, we come to repent, to bow before you and ask you to forgive us of our sins. Lord, to wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, let us be a beacon of light to this country, to the United States of America, so others might see what we're standing for, what this group is standing for, and that the same spirit that is in this group, Lord, let that same repenting spirit be upon others and let it move to others in this country, and that we would see a corporate people, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, repent before you, that we might receive mercy instead of judgment. Lord God, we thank you for your many blessings, and we thank you for all that was accomplished in 2017. And we believe today, as we have stepped into the first day in 2018, we believe that we have stepped into 2018 right in the very middle, right in the very center of your purpose. And that's where we want to be. Lord God, direct us, guide us, show us your ways. Lord, when we err, Lord, lead us back to the straight path, to the narrow path. We don't want to find ourselves on that broad path that leads to destruction. But, Lord, we are ashamed and we are sorry that we have left our first love, that we had gone, as when I say we, the United States of America, has gone after the whores and have done things that your word teaches us against. And, Lord, we just ask you to forgive us. Have mercy upon us as we repent before you. May your Holy Spirit go out among us and among the people of this country, of the United States. And, Lord, draw us back to you. Draw us back to you. Those in the ministry, Lord, that have sought finances and have sought stardom and fame, we ask you, O Lord, to issue a call on the power of the Holy Spirit and draw them back. Draw them back to the cross. Lord, even today, we see very, very many big name, very popular preachers, very popular ministers that seemingly stand for the Christians in the United States of America, but they really don't, Lord. They don't stand for us. They're not representing us. I ask you, O God, to touch their hearts, even those men and those women that have once served you and once loved you and put you first. I ask you, O God, to touch their hearts.
Oh, no, preach it, Pastor.
For those that have turned away. And so when they turn, when they get on the television and when they get on the radio, that even these great men and women that have once stood for your truth, and that they would turn again and once again be recognized that they're standing today for your truth. Let them repent. Let them repent in a public way that the whole body of Christ could see that they have gone astray, but yet they come back and you have accepted them back. Lord, let this time of repentance, let this time of repentance, these 40 days of repentance and prayer, Lord, let it spread. Lord, let it spread like a wind. Let it spread to our neighbors. Let it spread to our people in our churches. And let it spread to our friends, our loved ones. Let it spread, O Lord. Let it be like a wave. Let it well up and let it just flow over the country, that the United States of America, the church, the body of Christ in the United States of America, from the least to the greatest, that we would bow our knees and that we would humble our heart and that you would hear our prayer and that you would heal our land, O God. We have not given up. We have not quit. We have not given up the battle. And we ask you, O Lord, for the seed that we put in the ground tonight, that you would anoint it and you would multiply it and let it have an effect upon the body of Christ in the United States of America and across the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen, Pastor. You brought up a good point. We just want to thank all of you listeners across the world, the ones that are not in the United States, listening to this broadcast. If you would please pray for us. I know that we have a lot of Christians in our nation, but we are fighting for the very soul of our nation. So if you would please pray for us, we would appreciate that. Okay, now we can move on to Gene and Mark.
Dear Father, God up in heaven, we come to you, Lord, in your mighty name. We cast down everything, Lord, that pulls itself up against you, Lord. We know that you gave us this nation to honor and glorify you, Lord, but instead we've done the exact opposite. We've tore down everything that represents you. Please forgive us, God. We repent. We repent of this horrible sin of adultery against you and your word, Lord. Dear God, we ask that you please forgive us for walking in churches and amongst people that we knew better than to be with, Lord, that we think we can change them by our mere presence. We can't change them, Lord, unless we're standing up against what is wrong in the church, Lord. We ask for you to give us the boldness to stand up. And, Lord, we ask as the pastor just got finished saying, that you please let these pastors that are standing up, and that they've forgotten their mission that you've given, Lord, and the Great Commission, that they repent, Lord, publicly, to show people that they're not above repenting, Lord, that they're not above you, Lord, and that they can turn back to you, and that you will heal our land, Lord. Forgive us when we know that we are doing wrong and following wrong, Lord, whether it be TV ministers, whether it be radio, whether it be just evangelists all over the world, Lord. Let this church come back to you. Let your bride be purified, dear God. We're asking that you make us a holy nation once again, Father, that you forgive all of our trespasses, that you help us stand with boldness and courage, Lord, not sit down like we have in the past, that we stand up for your name's sake, Lord, in the courthouses, in the schoolrooms, in the White House. Lord, from the big house all the way down to the small house, we ask that you please forgive us for our sins. Help us to be the light on the hill. Lord, we need to take the light that you've given us and get it out from under the bushel, Lord. We need to put it up on the hill where it can shine. That's why you gave us the great light of Jesus Christ, Lord, so that we can shine it. And Lord, we ask for forgiveness of all these churches that have bought these idols into them. And Lord, we'll be talking about many of the different idols and asking you to help cast these idols down, dear God, because they're not of you. They never meant to be in the church. We ask for the divine presence of Jesus to come and flip all the money-changing tables, Lord, at the entrance of your church, Lord. We ask for his righteous anger to turn things upside down, Lord, and for us to be a part of praying that we get this thing right, Lord. We can get it right as long as we repent and we turn back to you, Lord. We thank you, God, for just allowing us to be in your mere presence, for forgiving us of our sins time and time again, Lord. We ask for you to just bring us near to your breast, Lord. Let us smell your smell again. Wrap your wings around us, Lord. Let us hear your heartbeat. Where we've gotten away from that, Lord, because we're too busy being a nation that's saying, look at me, and having followers and worshipers of man instead of God, Lord. Please forgive us for these things. Help us stand in your righteousness, Lord. Let us be a light to the nation, to the world, Lord. Once again, for your name's sake, Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Yes, that was beautiful. Thank you. Okay, now we have, does Mark want to say anything? Or is he good?
He's good for now. Thank you.
Okay, what about Miss Kathy? Go ahead, Miss Kathy.
Heavenly Father, we bring our nation to you tonight. And we ask you, Lord, to forgive us for all of our shortcomings. And to forgive us, dear Lord, for the things that we've placed before you. Lord, we ask you to allow us to lift you up. I ask you, Father God, to go within the White House and use those people for your kingdom, Father. Bring forth the Holy Spirit and use this nation as a lighthouse unto the world. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would forgive us for the times that we have lifted men high and left you standing alone. Father, I pray that you would take the churches, Father, and take everything out that is not of you, Father God. Show us the things that are there that has materialized in the churches, Father, and forgive us for those things, Lord, that has been allowed, that we've opened the door to and just taken it for granted that it was you when it wasn't. Lord, may deep down in our spirits, we knew that it was not you. And Lord, we pray that you would forgive us for that, Lord God. Lord, set this nation's eyes back on you. set this nation's eyes back on what our forefathers seen and made this nation for. Lord, we ask for you to go back into our schools, back into all of the areas that you've been taken out of. And Lord, that you would change these people, that you would forgive them, for they know not what they're doing, Lord. They are blinded by the enemy. And Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would tear these strongholds down in the name of Jesus and reveal your presence, O God. Lord, I thank you and I praise you for what you're about to do in this country and in this nation. Lord, I thank you for what you're going to do in 2018. Lord, I believe that we are our brother's keeper. And Lord, we're standing in the gap for those that have been blinded by the enemy. And we pray, Lord God, that you would move upon this nation in a great and mighty way, that there would not be any counterfeits, Lord, that people would, the blinders would come off and that they would see the true Jesus Christ. Lord God, I praise you for what you're about to do. In your precious name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen, Kathy. That was beautiful. Okay, do we have anybody else on the line today that did not get a chance to pray?
Praise you, Lord.
Okay, well, listen, Bride, we're going to take a quick little commercial break, and when we come back, we are going to hear such an epic sermon. I mean, it was like God just had her say this right before she passed away. It's seed that she has sowed into our nation. And to you that are on the line, I encourage you to listen to it if you can. It is powerful. Okay, let's take a quick little commercial break here. If I can find it, let's see. I can't find it, so we're going to go right into the sermon. Here we go, Brian. This is Prophetess Toni Nicholson in Nashville, Tennessee. If I can get it to play.
I was going through depression. The Lord had brought me to like ground zero. I just didn't understand what is wrong with me. And so many times when things happen to us, we take it personal. But if you lose your whole life, when I say I lost my whole life, everything that I knew was turned upside down, how can you not take that personal? But this is what I love about God. That he begins with the end in mind. And so thinking that my life was over, and I used to lay on the sofa. I had moved to Murfreesboro by this time, and I was just sad and just, you know, flipped the TV, and I was just depressed. And one day I said, I'm going to walk to the block. That block led to the next block the next day. The next day, I found myself at MTSU walking around in the indoor track. And I just began to walk out of my situation.
Wow.
And even though the doctors were saying it's not looking good, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of what we cannot see. And so I literally took up my mat, and I began to walk out of my situation. And even to this day, I still live with a brain aneurysm in my head. Even to this day, I am still under a doctor's care for stage 4 metastatic breast cancer.
Yeah.
But if you were to look at me, you would never know that.
No,
He is the only God that can take you through the fire and you come out and you don't even smell like smoke.
Come on now.
If you think about the Hebrew boys, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, and Nebuchadnezzar threw them in the fire, and turned it up seven times hotter. And when Nebuchadnezzar looked in the fire, he said, looks like I see a fourth man. I want to say to you, there's a fourth man in the fire with you.
Come on now.
I don't care what your situation is. It's not over until God says it's over.
Oh, yes.
Mama.
And so I begin to walk, and I begin to testify. And so the Lord said, it's time to write now. And it took me a year to write my book, which was about my life of overcoming.
Oh.
Okay, so I'll do breast cancer benefits. And I started doing breast cancer benefits. And then I went to my hometown, and they were struggling, and I said, well, I'll do community outreach. When I say I put my hands to the plow, and I didn't look back, because what I realized is that my destiny lied in the hands of God. And so no matter what your situation may be dictating to you, he is the author and the finisher of your faith. We just have
to make up our mind.
See, you have to have a made up mind. Because if you think about Jesus on the cross, what is the last thing that went in? It was his mind. He said, Lord, if it's possible, allow this cup to pass from me. It was his mind. The battle is in the mind.
Yes, it is.
But if you ever win the battle against your mind, there will be nothing that you will not be able to do.
I know, that's right.
Because nothing is impossible when you believe.
Now, Miss Prophetess Tony,
yeah,
we're going to let you go at it, and we're going to put our phones on mute while you preach, ma'am.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm going to come from Deuteronomy, the sixth chapter. It's going to be the fifth verse. And if I could use a subject, it would be torn between two lovers. Torn between two lovers. Deuteronomy 6:5, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And then I'm going to turn over to Ezekiel, the 11th chapter, and that's going to be the 10th verse. I'm sorry, the 9th verse. And it says, I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. Then they will follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. They will be my people, and I will be their God. I'm going to turn over to Ezekiel 36 chapter 26 verse says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. And so think about what I was going to talk about. Torn between two lovers, Lord had given me that a couple of weeks ago. And as you know, we live in a society where everybody wants to be in love. Everybody wants to be in a relationship. And especially as women, we love loving. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong in wanting to love and to be loved. But the Bible clearly tells us to love the Lord our God. That's our first priority. With all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind. But so many times, we as women, and I can talk about this because I used to have another lover. So many times He put everything else before God. And that lover could be our children. It could be our job. It could be our money. That lover could be something else. But the Lord is now bringing us to a place as his bride. I love the name of the radio station. We are his bride. Well, what is a bride? A bride is someone that's married to someone, that's in a relationship with someone. A bride is when you're a bride, you know, you adorn yourself. You get beautiful for that day. And so now God is bringing his daughters back home. And he says, I want you to come back to me. And I want to be your first love. Because right now you're torn between two lovers. But he's saying, I'm a jealous God. I not only want you, but I want all of you. And let me say this. We were just talking about a process. What is a process? A process is a natural phenomenon marked by a gradual change that leads to a particular result. So we all want results, but nobody wants to go through a process. Well, you can't have the results until you go through the process. If you think about the children of Israel, what took 40 years should have took 11 days because of their disobedience. What God was doing, he was trying to bring them into this love affair. See, when you're in love with somebody, there's a smile on your face. When you're in love with somebody, you wake up in the morning and you just want to talk to them. When you're in love with somebody, you will spend all night on the phone talking to them. And say, God is saying in this last hour, I need my bride to come back to me. I'm wooing you back to me. I remember when I was going through my process, and I used to say, I love you, God. I love you, God. Oh, you love me? Well, I'm asking you to surrender this to me. I'm asking you, will you give up your nice house? Will you give up your picket fence? Will you give me that man? My son, he belonged to me in the first place anyway. I just let you use him. Will you give me that? And I began to say, God, you're asking me. You gave me this, but you're asking me. I was torn between two lovers. I said I loved him. I said I wanted him. I used to say I'll do anything for you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. See, we make a lot of promises. And sometimes God will call us to that vow that we made, and he'll call us to surrender something that he's given to us. Because he already knows. But many times, he wants to show us ourselves. And if you remember Job's wife, and I so feel like my life has been like Job. And she says, why don't you curse God and just die? And Job said, listen to this. Can I accept good from God and not bad? See, we are a society that as long as everything is good for us and everything and the sun is shining, we can praise God. But what happens if he takes
takes you to ground zero. And he says, I want your nice house. I'm going to take your husband. I'm going to even take your health. Are we willing to give him our everything? Because we can talk the talk, but can you walk the walk? In this last season, God is raising up a bride that is going to be willing to give him everything. He's raising up a bride that's not going to be torn. One day we're up and the next day we're down. We are moved by circumstances. But the Bible says he wants us just like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water that can't be moved. I now know and understand what it means to love the Lord thy God with all of my heart and with all of my soul. And I used to think that I loved God. But when you start removing some things from my life, I began to question my love. And I wanted to love him more than anything, but I didn't know how. So he allowed me to go to ground zero. And he said, I'm going to strip you of everything you thought you were. And I'm going to give you an extreme makeover. But it's not going to be of your outer temple. It's going to be of your inner temple. I'm talking about being torn between two lovers. And so when he began to strip me, when he began to strip me of my pride, when he began to strip me of my self-righteousness that I couldn't see, when he began to strip me of who I thought I was, I began to fall all over again in love. He took me to a valley place. He took me to the dark night of the soul. And see, it's something about God that when he wants to love on you, he'll pull you away into the secret place. And he begins to move you, and he brings you into the bedroom chamber because he's trying to establish a love affair with you. He says, I'm a jealous God. I had no one before me. And so God began to bring me into this place. And I will wake up in the morning, and I wanted to talk to him. Because, see, my husband was gone. I couldn't talk to him anymore. But God said, I'll be your husband. Just give me a chance. All God is asking some of you women, give him a chance. Some of you have men in your life, and they've taken you to ground zero, and you keep trying to hang on. And God is saying to you, let it go, because I want to be the love of your life. I want to be your friend. I want to be your provider. I want to be your counselor and your lawyer. Is it possible? It absolutely is. It is possible for you to want God more than you want anything else. I know nothing in my life that I want more than I want God. And see, when you he brings you to that place and that process, then once he's done that and he sees that he can trust you with some things, he says, there is no good thing. There is no good thing that he shall withhold from those that walk up right before him. But he says, right now, I've got to give you a singleness of heart. He said, right now, your focus needs focus. Because you're focused on the things on the outside. And that's why the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Because it's in your stillness that you will find God. I remember laying in my bed, and I was going through chemotherapy, and I was so weak from the treatment. And all I could do was just talk to God. All I could do was just cry out to God. See, those friends that some of you are depending on, that job that you put before God, even your children that you have put before God, he's saying to you, I want you to come home, prodigal. I want you to come home, bride. I want to bring you into this secret place. And when I tell you it's a secret place, it is a secret place where you can rest. It is through the dark night of the soul that I found my rest. My husband and I, we had a love story. But this love that I have right now, it makes me laugh when I don't even know why I'm laughing. It makes me cry sometimes because I think about all of the times that I put so many things before him, and the only thing he was trying to do was to bring me into this relationship, into this love affair. He says, I'm coming back. I'm coming back for a bride without a spot or wrinkle. So if there's going to be no spot or wrinkle, that means that he first must take you through a process. He must take you through a transformation. And this transformation that he's taking you through, there are no shortcuts. You have to come in through the door. And so in this last hour, he put women on the front line. And he put women that are sold out. He put women on the front line and said, yay, Lord, I will do anything for you, whatever the cost. Because he said, if you suffer, that's an if you suffer, you shall reign with me. But see, what is this modern Christianity that tells us you just name it and claim it? And it, oh God forbid, if you're having problems, that means something is wrong with you. You don't have enough faith. That's what the pseudo church has taught us. But we must know him in the fellowship of his suffering. Does it feel good? Absolutely not. But being on the other side of this, if my life was a movie and I could rewrite the story, I would say don't change a thing. Because I'm falling in love all over again with God because he's given me a singleness. An undivided heart. He's brought me into this love affair. He's brought me into a peace that passes all understanding. I see him bringing restoration back to my life. 5 years I waited. 5 years. Not 5 days, but 5 years. I waited to have reconstruction surgery. And last week, I went into surgery. If you wait on God, if you are obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. There's something about being obedient to God. I don't care how many gifts you have. I don't care how much you can sing. I don't care how you can preach. It is your obedience that God is looking for. I don't know what that may cost you.
I don't know what you're going to have to give up, but I will tell you this. Whatever the price, it's going to be worth it. Because you need to know that you are fine jewels, pearls of a great price. Your rubies, your diamonds. What is he trying to do? He's trying to show you who you are in him. Because when you see yourself as God sees you, see, he sees you as the apple of his eye. And so many of us have been damaged. We've been abused. We've been rejected. We've been discarded. We've been trampled upon as women. And we wrestle with our self-worth. But let me tell you, he'll hide you. He'll bring you to the secret place. And he'll hide you in such a way that nobody will be able to touch you. I lost my keys one day, and they had fallen into a place in my purse. I had ripped my purse, and it had fallen down into this hole in my purse. And I was just busy looking for my keys. And 30 minutes later, I discovered them in this hole in my purse. And the Lord said, I've hidden you in the secret place. And he said, they won't look for you here. And I said, Lord, where? Where is it they won't look for me? Where is it my enemies can't get a hold of me? He said, I've hidden you in my love. I've hidden you in my love. And what God wants to do. And I'm speaking specifically to the women. He wants to love on you because you've been broken. He wants to love on you because you've been hurt. You've been rejected. You've been dejected. You've been suppressed, depressed, oppressed. And he said, I just want to love on you. I just want to bring you into this intimate place. I want to bring you into my bedroom chamber. I want to make you whole. I want to make you free. I want to make you happy. Do you not know God wants you happy? He wants you happy. I have never in my life been as happy as I am right now. It has nothing to do with the circumstances of my life. That's the joy. That's the unspeakable joy. That's the fulfillment of one of his promises. He promised us joy, peace. It's a promise. And you may feel like I've been this way and I've been here so long. How can I ever come out? You'll come out one step at a time. There we go again with this process. You'll come out one step at a time. There were times when I could just take one breath at a time because the weight of the world was smothering me, and all I could do was just take one breath at a time. But if you just take one step, if you just get up and you look in the mirror and you tell yourself, this moment, I'm going to move forward, because the world is waiting on you. It's never just about you. What is it that Joseph said? What you meant for evil. Now what I understand. What you meant for evil. He told his family, what you meant for evil, God meant it for saving of many lives. There are people that are depending and waiting on you to get in your rightful place. And I decree and I declare that even now, I speak over this reason. I speak alignment in the realm of the spirit, manifestation. I speak reconciliation in the family. I speak reconciliation in the church. I speak reconciliation, Father God. I speak it, Father God, in racism. I speak legions. I speak the leaders are coming together, that we are one body, that we are one faith. I speak it in the name of Jesus. That you will begin to rise up, and you will see that God has need of you. And so you're wondering, where am I right now? He's bringing you to a place where you can have a single heart. He's bringing you to a place where you will have tunnel vision. He's bringing you to a place where you will no longer just think about your problems, and you won't think, I'm my brother's keeper, but you'll begin to see, I am my brother. Because he said, what you did for the least one of mine, you did for me. So he sent me to Tennessee by tsunami, and he broke my wheel. And he says, now you're usable. Now I can trust you. Now I can send you forth to help somebody else. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than you. Jesus is dying on the cross. He did it for us. I feel like I owe him my life. I owe him. We owe him our life. And so I say to you this day, get up and begin to move forward. Don't look back. There's nothing back there. You can't drive and look through the rearview mirror at the same time. There's going to be a crash. Some of us are stuck in our past. We're stuck in our rejection. We have a divided heart because we have one force pulling us back and one saying, come this way. But I decree and declare that thing that you have been struggling with, that thing that has been keeping you back and holding you back, I sever it right now in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that it is broken. And I decree and declare that new doors are opening in your mind. See, the battle is in the mind. I decree right now, mindsets are being broken. I decree generational curses are being broken. I decree cycles of abuse is being broken. I decree that the church, the true remnant church, is rising. The Omega church is rising up. I decree and declare the remnant are coming forth. And I decree and declare in this region that there shall be worship city. There shall be worshipers. Worshipers are rising up. I decree it as so. And Father, we thank you that even now, that in this region, Tennessee, we thank you, oh God, for the new birth. We thank you for the new life. We thank you for your determinate counsel. We thank you. The Bible says many are the plans of a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purposes that will prevail. We speak your prevailing purposes in this region. We decree it as so. And we decree that we have a singleness of heart. And we decree that we will not only be our brother's keeper, but we will become our brother. Because even as you could empathize with the people, but we decree and declare that people are coming up and coming out, and we will begin to serve each other, oh God. The greatest among us is the servant of all. God, we thank you that we are servants of the Most High. Elohim, we come to serve, oh God. That even as you did, Jesus, you came to serve. We come to serve. We do honor you and we do bless you for this new day, this new beginning, this new season, oh God. There is none like you. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. you will have the last say, so, Father. And I thank you even this day that we are one body, that we are one spirit. And, Lord, we thank you that even in this region, you will begin to gather us together, oh God, that even as they came together on the upper room on the day of Pentecost, in the last days, you said, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. We decree and declare the prophecy. The fivefold ministry will begin to operate in this region. God, we bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow, Brian, was that epic or what? Oh, I'm sitting here bawling because it is right to us today. Look, that was almost 3 years ago. Can you believe it? And look where we are at now. And today, Lord, we want to seal this up tonight and just confess and ask you one more time, Lord, saying, we agree with what Miss Tony said when she said, Lord, that we have went after other lovers. We have, Lord. And we confess it, and we tell you the truth tonight. We're honest with you, Lord, and asking you to have mercy upon us and to forgive us as a nation, Lord. And help us to have our hearts steered, just like she said, towards singleness of heart, to where you are the only lover that we go after, Lord. And we speak and declare this as well, Lord, as our nation, that our nation, that the people will rise up, that your bride will rise up and come together in unity, the true bride, and that they will want truth in our nation again, Lord, and that we will declare God is jealous for this nation just like he was Israel. We don't want God to divorce us. We want God to bless us. We want God to move upon this land and upon these people. So, Bride, we're going to play a commercial, and we're going out tonight. Please pray for us these 40 days. God bless you, Bride, and thank you for supporting WATB Radio.
Hello, Bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org.